Next up, we have Rick Quimby. And a number, I don't know how many years ago, possibly decades ago, I remember reading a review of James Taylor. And the review said, James could make a stadium feel like a living room. Rick has that same talent. He is a performer who makes you so comfortable and happy that you feel like you're just in your pajamas in your living room listening carefully. Please welcome a very fine songwriter and wonderful performer, Rick Quimby.
Well, thank you. That's such a sweet thing to say, Anne. That's what Bill Staines likes to think of himself. He's an old shoe. You just kind of put it on and just kind of mellow out. And I sometimes do think I'm channeling Bill Staines, you know, in a way. But anyway, this is an un-Bill Staines-like song, actually. This is a song which I co-wrote with a Worcester poet named Linda McCarthy. And this is the third one I've done with her. We seem to be on a kind of a roll here. We're doing a Lennon-McCartney kind of thing or something like that. And she writes really great poems. And so I put this one to music. This one's about the legend of Lucy Keys. Anybody know about the legend of Lucy Keys? Nobody is. There was actually a movie about it not too long ago. So very briefly, it's a young girl in the Princeton, Massachusetts area. And she lived there a century ago or so. This young girl went out to follow her siblings or brothers and sisters, and got lost in the woods and never was found. This little girl, 4-year-old girl, just disappeared on the side of Mount Wachusett in Princeton. Never was found, and they sent out search parties, and everybody was trying to find her. No sign ever was found of this girl. Well, there's lots of theories that abounded about what happened to her. Indians came and took her. Possibly a neighbor that they had bad relations with might have murdered her and buried her somewhere, but it was never... never proven. Anyway, so this is going to be a spooky song, okay? It's kind of a... I worked on this for a little while trying to find the right kind of chord patterns and kind of tune for it. This is what I came up with.
I close my eyes and I hear you call me. When I hear you call me, something in me cries. The bitter wind blows through this mountain, and moonlit shadows fall upon my eyes. You follow the stone wall, you follow the creek bed, you follow the train track and every mossy tree. I see you there, the snow comes flying, and once again you will lose sight of me. Well, I don't know, but I've been old. It's gonna be a long road. Well, I don't know, but I've been told. It's gonna be a long, long road. Lord knows you tried to keep it going, growing like a flower where the Pliny River runs. But one little lie can spread like wildfire, ravishing the sweet fern, eating up the sun. Can't stop the thunder, can't catch the lightning. The tides have kept time for a billion years. Pain runs a path, grief has a season. They show no mercy for a mama's tears. And I don't know, but I've been old. It's gonna be a long road. I've been old, I was told. It's gonna be a long. years crawl by, make me restless. I know these woods like a long lost friend. You cry once more, and I come running. It's been a long road, but I'm home again. And I don't know, but I've been old, and it's been a long road. Yeah, I don't know, but I was told, and it's been a long, long road. I'm home again.
Thank you very much.
You take a great song, you add a great performer, that adds up to, you could hear a pin drop in this room. Great job, Rick. Another hand, please, for Rick Quimby.